All right, W2EUU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good there, Mr. Bob. Well, welcome back. Glad you had a good vacation. I hope you didn't get too sunburned, but I hope you had some good chow while you were out there. Hey, real quick, before you run off, how's the missus doing? Sir, very good. Well, I'm glad to hear things are going well, and you have a good weekend and a good week, and enjoy your substitute teaching there on Thursday, and we'll get up there on Thursday and hopefully be able to. Oh, wait a minute, jeez, I think I got a doctor's appointment Thursday. Somebody keeps scheduling those things on Thursdays during the CWNet. I don't know how that happens. But it seems like it does a lot. Talk to you next Saturday, I suspect. Whiskey 2 Echo United, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3 Semper Paratus.
7-3 is Semper Paratus. I almost forgot. I worked at Dennis K7DCG this morning, and then you wanted me to check him in, over.
Okie doke. We'll do K7DCG. I got him in the logbook. All right. Thank you much for that.
Okay. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas. It's about 78 degrees and rather sunny, but we're still in our summertime mode here, going up into the 90s today, and no rain in sight. It's getting a little bit dry out here. We are broadcasting live on the internet, as we do each and every week, on the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, and also on Broadcastify. Broadcastify is another app that you can get, or a website you can go to listen to us if you're on the go. Now, for those that are listening to us on the go, unfortunately, the web form that is on our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org, does not work. I've been on the line hours with customer service for the web hosting company and have not been able to get the issue resolved. So again, this week, you will have to send an email if you want to check in online, and I hope you do. The email address is info at w5charliegolfcharlie.org. info@w5charliegolfcharlie.org. If you do use the web form, it'll go into the ether somewhere, never to be seen again. So please drop me a note via the email that you have at your disposal. That would be info@w5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf. All right, let's take some check-ins here on the radio. Let's see who we have out there. We're looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
Delta 3 November, November Mexico 3 Germany,
Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Kilo 4 Lima Juliet
November 4 November Mike Foxtrot, November 4 November Mike Foxtrot.
Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Okay, let me tell you who I've got. I hear a large roar out there of more. Whiskey Delta 3 November, Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, November Mexico 3 Germany. There's a Kilo 4 Lima Japan something. Didn't get the last letter.
Roger, it is Kilo 4 Lima Juliet Bravo.
Lima Juliet Bravo. All right, I've got you on the list. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot is on the list. Other Coast Guard veterans?
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra.
Oscar India Sierra.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra. Got you. Who else?
Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra.
Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. Is there another one or two out there? Do I have any relays? All right, we'll go with this crowd and see what happens next. Whiskey Delta 3, November.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Delta 3, November. You are 5 and 9 in the 40th Pennsylvania today. We have 74 degrees, still no rain, but we're going to make a go of it. I've been watering the garden, and things are still growing. I've been playing in the woods during the day, clearing new paths, so I've been seeing deer. It's going to be a big year for them.
Roger that. Very good. When's deer season start?
It starts after Thanksgiving for the rifle season, but in October it'll start for archery.
Roger that. Okay, very good. I know I've got a neighbor next door that goes archery, takes his bow and arrow and goes deer hunting every year. He usually ends up with one or two, and he always treats me to a little bit of the venison poppers, I believe he calls them. They're very, very tasty. Over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, and I'm hoping that everyone has a great weekend here and that everything's going okay for everyone on the net. Thank you for what you do, Dick. I hope you have a great week, too. Whiskey Delta 3 November, Semper Paratus.
I will certainly do that. Whiskey Delta 3 November, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Hope to have a good weekend here, and we'll see you next week. 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar. Yeah, I'm swinging the beam around to you, Mr. Rick. How are things out in your neighborhood? Over.
Well, not too shabby. Weather here is going to be perfect for the next 10 days in the low to mid-80s. Very little rain, if any, is predicted. And what's new around the QTH is Wednesday we've got a construction crew coming in to remodel the master bathroom. W5CGC, WS60.
Some remodeling, huh? What you updating out there?
Well, we've got this fiberglass shower. It's a step-in shower. It's got cracks in it. It's impossible to clean it due to the lousy water we have here. And previous owners did not clean it at all. So it's got stains, it's got all kinds of stuff in it. And we're going to replace that shower with a tile shower.
Roger that. Well, that ought to be nice. Hopefully they can get it done in a relatively short period of time. I've seen advertisements where they claim they can do them in one day, but I have a feeling it's going to probably take a little longer than that. Over.
Well, it depends on what they find when they rip out the fiberglass shower. It's got some cracks in the bottom. It's probably got some damage to the subfloor, so they may have to replace part of the subflooring. And they said it'll be 2 to 3 days before they get it done.
Well, very good, sir. Well, congratulations on getting the new shower put in and the bathroom work done. And yeah, I'm sure it'll be really nice when you're finished with it. Anything else happening out your way?
don't see nothing I can think of right off the top of my head.
Everything is fine out here, except for my back. Back's been bothering me for a week now, so...
Yeah, may have to go get that looked at.
Roger. Well, let's hope that doesn't turn out to be anything too serious. I am going to be having a new great-grandson I believe he will be a Nevadan. I believe he's going to be born down in the Las Vegas area, and I learned what his name is going to be. They've already come up with a name for him. So the first name is going to be Aston, like Aston Martin the car. I can't imagine why that happened. Over.
Well, you know, it's like the 90s or so.
Parents come up with creative names.
We've got one kid that's moving on to the Oakland A's. October 4th to compete in the pitch hit and run team championship. His name is Axton.
Very good. Very good. All right, sir. Well, good luck with your project there, and we'll say 7-3 simple Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for joining us today, and one of these days I may get that website repaired. I don't know how many more hours I'm going to have to spend on the phone. Hopefully one of these days I'll find a customer service representative that actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. And I will say 73s to you and the rest of the guys on the net, W5T. Oh, one more thing I wanted to bring up. There's going to be an all Coast Guard reunion next September in Walla Walla, Washington. Don't have any other details yet.
B5CGCWF for sure.
Walla Walla, Washington, huh? Okay, that's a real place. I know, I've been there. I don't know what they're going to do in Walla Walla, Washington, because there ain't a whole lot going on over there. But, well, I'm sure you'll let us know when you get the details. Over.
Yes, sir. Working on it.
All right, sir. Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s. Semper Paratus to you, and have yourself a really great weekend. Once again, reminding everybody listening online, the web form is not working. If you're listening online and wish to check in via the internet, please send an email to info@whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf, and we'll get you logged in. So those online listeners, the web form is not working. Please send an email to info@whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. Next on the list, November Mexico 3, Germany.
Beautiful 82, cloudless day here, light breeze. This is postcard weather for us. We had about half an inch of rain for the month. It's a bit dry. The trees are stressing pretty good. But unlike you, I don't run an irrigation pump, so I'm not worried about it all that much. It's just nice. Sorry to hear about your pump, though. And our son was supposed to fly in from Colorado Springs to be about work, and they did a ground stop because they lost all their radar and communication connectivity. So he's got to reset, and he won't be in until Sunday. Apparently, there were a lot of planes backed up, both inbound and outbound. I think it was something like 763 canceled flights.
He called and said, yeah, I'm going to be a little bit delayed, and then he called back and said, I'm going to be going into Charlotte, and then I'm looking, and they just kept saying, no, another couple of hours. Like, no, he's not coming in tonight. But other than that, it happened. The house, the captain, and
his itching problem yet, over?
No, I have not resolved it. He still has the unfortunate paw licking going on, but he's doing pretty good otherwise. We did have a visit the other day. The two buzzards showed back up for just a brief visit. They came and landed on the back porch and looked in the window to check and make sure we were still there, and turned around and left. Didn't stick around very long. We've got a whole flock of geese in the backyard. We put down some grass seed to pre-seed for the ryegrass for the winter, and I don't know how much of it is left, because the geese have been eating it, and the way that I've been controlling the geese is turning on the sprinkler system and just hitting them with a little water and chasing them off. Well, I can't do that anymore now that the pump is kaput. So I don't know, maybe that's what happened. I ran it too much. I don't know. I'm hoping it's not a major fatal flaw, that maybe something can be repaired. So anyway, I got a guy coming over at noon to take a look at it. But other than that, all is well here, we're looking forward to a nice weekend with the crew here tomorrow. November Mexico 3 Germany, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s to you, and Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus, 73, and thanks for all that you do for us. W5CGC, November Mike, 3 Golf.
All right, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net in progress. Kilowatt 4, Lima, Japan, Bravo.
Good morning, Dick, and everybody else. This is K4LJB. And Dick, I realize that we checked into a Coast Guard net, and we ain't a Coast Guard person, but we were with the Navy. We were with the Army. And, you know, I always found every group of the service looked like got along with everybody, but the group of the service, wherever they were. So, and I'll throw a wave up to everybody out there and tip my hat. At times I wish I would have been in the Coast Guard or something else other than the Navy, we got it over with, and I kind of enjoyed it. So my granddaughter decided to go into the Navy. She is now stationed in Norfolk on the USS Squad as a computer person. So we're not going to hold it, Dick. We're up here in the central Virginia, a little spot called Palmyra, not too far from the city of Richmond, Virginia. And you had a beautiful 5-9 signal. You changed your beam on us a little bit and threw the signal down a little bit. We've got a 3-hour beam, and we've got to point in your direction, so that's the best we can do here, only 100 watts. Dick, we're not going to hold it. The name here is Roy, R-O-Y, and I just thought I would drop it and give a wave out there to the buddy Coast Guard people. We enjoy you, and regardless of what group you work with, work for, I tip my hat to you. Well, that done and said, Dick, we're going to turn it back your way, my friend. Again, this is K4LJB, Central Virginia. The name is Roy.
Okay, Roy, very good. Well, thank you for your service in the Army, K4LJB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board. Your signal held steady the entire transmission. You were as high as an F7 and faded all the way down to didn't move the meter, but never lost the audio. So that's great. Appreciate it very much. We're located in South Lake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and you made a good trip over here today. Have yourself a good weekend. Thanks very much for checking in with us. Appreciate your service in the Army. K4LJB, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s to you, sir.
7-3s, Dick, and everybody else. You guys have good weather, good sailing, and we are seeing that program. K4LJB.
November 4, November Mike Foxtrot.
Good morning there, Dick. Good morning, everybody on the net. some field jumps in here this morning. I was gone last weekend. A member of the Florida East Coast Railroad Society, and we had a really nice convention last weekend, so that's why I wasn't in here. Unfortunately, I seem to have gotten COVID over the weekend, so trying to get over that. Had a great time anyway, and feeling a little better. So. Anyhow, thanks for running the nuts here, Dick. I won't keep you too long this morning. I'm still trying to recover a little bit here. But I wanted to check in because I haven't been in here for, you know, a couple of weeks now. But thanks for running that. Great to be in here. We've got 86 degrees at the moment. This will be the high for today. It's 95 feel-like temperature with a heat index. So. But it should be a nice day. So thank you, Dick. I'll say 7-3, and hopefully Captain Pepper will feel better and whatnot. And I'll try to jump in here again next week. Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, November Mike Foxtrot, 7-3, and Temple Trot is good.
All right, Barry, very fine, 100%. Good to have you back on board this week. Hope you do have a good good weekend there in Florida. And sounds like the weather's turning pretty nice for you, getting to be close to that time of year. November 4, November Mike Foxtrot, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus.
November 4, Victor Echo Papa, Portable.
November 4, Victor Echo Papa, Portable, stand by, sir. Put you on the list. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra.
W5CGC WA4MZS. And good morning, Dick, and everybody else. Not much going on here. We got a nice sunny day. Temperature's probably in the low 90s, but hey, this time of year. And we've been doing a bit of cross stitch and reading some books. And speaking of the Army, found a book written about my dad's unit. He was 80th Infantry Division during World War II. And it's what we call a Blue Ridger, but it's kind of an interesting book. Yeah, Dick, that's about it, and we're going to pass it back to you. And you got a real nice signal here about S6, S7, and good audio, but that's about it. Okay. Dick, W5CGC WA4MZS.
Okie doke, Mr. Ed. Well, I got a question or two for you. Did you ever part company with that R390 receiver you were working on?
I'm still trying. I'm still trying to get rid of it.
Oh, my goodness. How close to working is it? Or is it still got in pieces?
It's basically, I've got two assemblies that taken out. I was a power supply and the audio module, so I can move it. But it's almost completely original thing. No mods or nobody's been digging around in it. It's a early Collins.
Well, Roger that. Well, that's too bad that you haven't found a home for it yet over there. And I'm sure your cross stitches. Did you pull two or three of those this week?
Say it again.
Did you work on a cross stitch at all?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to keep my 2-year schedule going. And probably the easiest battle would take me to finish it, but we're still plugging away with it.
Roger, roger. Well, very fine, sir. Well, it's good to have you on board today, and it sounds like you're pretty much healed up now from the hip problem. Over.
Yes, nothing noticeable, and we're very glad to be healed.
All right, sir. Well, enjoy your weekend. Thank you for checking in with us, supporting the Coast Guard Net. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you. And this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard. Got a couple of more check-ins to go. Want to remind those listening online, once again, we are streaming via the Internet, via TuneIn, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, and Broadcastify, two different platforms and two different websites if you want to look them up on the Internet. We also have the links to those sites on our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf. Our web forms are not working, and something to do with something that happened at the hosting service hadn't got anything to do with us. So in the meantime, you'll have to send an email, just an old-fashioned email to info, I-N-F-O, Indian November Foxtrot Oscar at Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, charlie.oscarradiogolf, if you wish to check in online, and I'd love to hear from you. Let us know how we're doing out there. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra, W1OIS.
November 4, Charlie Romeo Papa.
This is Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra. Good morning to you and all on the net. We're up here in central New Hampshire enjoying our first frost advisory. We'll get down into the upper 30s at night and up to the middle 70s the other day, Laura.
Well, that sounds like nice fall weather. I bet that'll bring out some color in those trees pretty soon, if not already. Over.
Pretty soon. We're not trying to rush it too much, but I think in another few weeks, some of the things we're already seeing in the swamp maples are already starting to turn red. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, very fine, Bill. That's good news. I suspect we'll probably chat with Gus a little bit later. He usually will check in about half past or so the next hour, and we'll look forward to chatting with him. Have you had a chance to have you? I know he's been trying to work you direct. Have you done that yet?
Not quite yet. Over.
Oh, it'll happen. It'll happen one of these days. That's for sure. Anything else planned for the weekend?
Trying to get some of the yard stuff set up for our early fall, and I'm working on a radio construction for Fox and Ears, so I just got an antenna for it, and then I'm trying to figure out the connection between the solar panel and the battery.
Roger that. Sounds like a project to me. All right, sir. Well, thanks for checking in with us. Signal held up completely a Q5 the entire time, so that's good news. Whiskey 1, Oscar India Sierra. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 73s, Semper Paratus.
Thanks a lot, 73s.
Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter.
W5, CGC. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. Good morning, Dick. It's 86 degrees here in my part of Central Florida.
Frequency in use, Charlie. Frequency in for
the rain is going to...
Frequency is in use. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We've been getting quite a bit of rain here. Also, I ran across a problem this week. The only problem I had was the drive belt came off the pulley on my lawnmower. Luckily, my mechanic was nearby and is able to put it back on for me. Back to you.
Well, that would be catastrophic. I know. I know how much you need to have that working in order to keep up with the grass over there. I've been here, and they've been having some pretty significant rains down there in some parts of Florida. Heard they had a flooding problem even down around Fort Myers a little bit this week. Over.
Yeah, I've heard about their floods down there in South Florida. I'm just happy I'm high and dry up there in Highland County. People back over on the coast around Tampa are still trying to dry out from the hurricanes last year. The homes had been pretty much destroyed along the beach area. Back to you.
Roger that. Well, I tell you what, that's a lot of damage to repair down there, that's for sure. Well, good to have you on board there, Mr. Ray. Sounding good, and keep that lawnmower going. I think you probably heard me talk about my irrigation pump going out, and keeping my fingers crossed that it's not a fatal problem, because those things are extremely expensive. Hopefully it'll be something somebody can repair pretty simply. Anyway, we'll keep our fingers crossed. You have a good weekend. We'll look for you next week. Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus.
Yeah, I have an irrigation system here in my yard. I try not to use it because it only encourages the grass to grow faster. 73 Semper Paratus here.
Roger that. November 4, Victor Echo Papa.
November 4, Victor Echo Papa. Titusville, Florida.
Yeah, November 4, Victor Echo Papa, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, sir. Welcome to the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Got you in the logbook before. Looks like you served in the Army, so thank you for your service. Over.
Roger, and thank you for your service. This time for the boy, we appreciate you personally.
All right, sir, you're a little bit light in here, but we got that. So we'll say 7-3s to you. Thanks for stopping by. Your report is going to be about a 4-3, 43, if you want, from here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Name here is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, and thanks for paying us a visit. Over. Thank you very much for that. November 4, Victor Echo Papa, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Clear with you. Gonna go KJ4UGE. Are you there?
Roger. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, KJ4UGE. I'll copy, Dick.
Q5, no problem at all there, Mr. Bob. How are things over in your part of South Carolina?
Roger. QSL, you're 5-9+. I'm enjoying this new 7300. That's showing me output. That's showing me SWR. Got all these good things going on. Still trying to figure out all the lights and whistles. But here in Somerville this morning, it's 83 degrees. And it says it feels like 88. Light winds out of the northeast at 3 to 7 miles per hour. And we did take a trip up to the mountains to Hendersonville, North Carolina last weekend. And Captain Helen wanted to go to an azalea festival, buy some plants, and we picked up a couple of bushels of apples, so he's been making applesauce for the last 3 days, over.
Hey, I like a good cook. Sounds to me like she's being very creative. I imagine the trip was enjoyable as well. 83 is about what we have right now here in my backyard as well. Don't know what the feels like is, but I got a feeling it's a little humid. We've also had a lot of pollen alerts the last couple of days, eyes itching and sneezing and all that kind of stuff. But we worked through it, over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, she's kind of taking a day off. She turned the big 7.5 back here on the 18th of September, and I took her out to the new Mexican restaurant. She likes Mexican food. I'm not much into it, but anyway, maybe see if we can find, have an oyster roast or something around here. That's part of the low country, but we got a big event coming up on the 18th of October. We're hosting the Waterway Radio Cruising Club. It's a radio club meant for boaters that meets every morning at 07:45 Eastern Time on Sunday from 6 to 8. You know, right now, 44 members coming from Florida, North Carolina, Maryland, you know, Georgia, all over the place. So we're working on that, over.
Roger, sounds like quite the get-together. Well, enjoy that, and happy birthday to her from just a slightly belated, and congratulations on that signature year, as they say. And sounds like you had a good time out there at the restaurant, and hope you enjoyed some of those tortillas and stuff. Well, all right, Mr. Bob, we'll talk to you a little bit later on. KJ4UGE, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14327, starting at about 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard. K9LNX, and who's the mobile?
November Bravo 8 Romeo mobile.
November Bravo 8 Romeo. All right, very good. Was there another? Okay, K9, let me get NB8R mobile in here first. Sometimes those mobile signatures are fleeting, so how's it going, Robert?
W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, NB8R. Everything is going good. I'm just back in West Virginia after a couple of days down in Virginia, visiting a very old friend of mine, retired Major Chief, who hasn't been doing too good lately, but we're back in West Virginia, going to pick up the dog shortly and get on with the weekend, over.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good. Well, I hope you had a good visit in Virginia. Where did you particularly go, and what was the purpose of the visit, over?
We were back in our old hometown of Bowling Green to visit my old neighbor, retired Navy Chief Hospital Corpsman, and he just got out of the hospital with a blood infection. So we went down to see him and, say hello and wish him well, over.
Roger, Roger. Well, that's great. Glad you were able to get down there and do that. I hope he's doing well and on the mend. How much further do you have to go in your drive?
Well, we need to drive about another half hour to a little town called Petersburg, which is where we have Matilda boarded, and then we'll pick her up, and then we'll so we're probably we're sitting on the porch drinking coffee about 90 minutes.
Roger, Roger. Well, have a safe drive the rest of the way. Your mobile signal, by the way, is quite nice in here today. We've had so much trouble the last few weeks with propagation, and sometimes it's really kind of interesting. Mr. Nick hears you out there in the Seattle area, and I don't hear you at all down here, so there must be some kind of a high ridge in between us or something. Over.
Sometimes when I'm back at the home CCH, putting a 600 watts into the dipole, you just don't hear me. So, yeah, I think there's some funky terrain features, over.
Maybe there's some lead in that particular hill or something. Who knows? Anyway, well, you drive carefully the rest of the way, and sounds to me like a nice trip that you had, and a good weekend coming up. Over.
Roger that. So enjoy the rest of your weekend, Dick, and hopefully we'll talk to you again next week. In the meantime, 73
and NB8R, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus to you. Good drive for the rest of the way. K9LNX, how are you?
Good morning, Dick. W5CGC from K9LNX. Doing pretty good, even though I'm hitting the net a little late. And just sort of enjoying the weather. The clouds might rain here in the afternoon. We really need it. It's been really dry. And right now it's about 86, so we're going to be a little warm. W5CGC, K9LNX.
Yep. Well, we're right at 83 right at the moment. I think we're going to be into the 90s before the day's over, and they said no rain today. But, boy, I tell you what, we could sure use some. There's been some spotty showers around the area, but they've missed me. And I don't know how long you've been listening, but I irrigate my lawn using water out of the pond in the back and an irrigation pump. I went to turn the thing on yesterday, and it didn't turn on. It didn't run. So that has got me, let's just say my wallet is very concerned about that. Over.
Yeah, it would be. I hope it's something simple, like maybe some seaweed or something pulling out there and locking it up. But that could be a problem.
Yeah, it did. The motor didn't run at all, and I don't know what to expect. I have a fella coming over. He's really good. Been really good at repairing the sprinklers pipes and things. Heck, just a couple of weeks ago, I had to repair a valve or replace a valve, and of course, those aren't really cheap either. Heck, nothing's cheap when it comes to that stuff anymore. But this pump isn't that old. I bet you, it seems to me I got it during COVID. So hopefully it'll be something simple and repairable. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that anyway. How's all the grandkids? Oh, by the way, I have a new great-grandkid on the way. I don't know if I told you that, but that'll be number 1, 2, 3. Yeah, number 3 grandkid, and it turns out to be a boy. And a great grandkid. Heaven forbid I'd have another grandchild. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But I do have another great grandson coming along, and we got a name for him. I haven't talked to my grandson about yet how they came up with a name yet, but it reminds me of a car, an automobile. His first name is going to be Aston. Aston, as in Aston Martin. I don't know if there's any connection or not. Over.
I don't know. Could be interesting. Maybe that's what they want you to give him for a birthday present or something. And, our grandchildren right now, I've got, so far I can count 10. And come a marriage on New Year's Eve, we'll be up to 14 with my son's getting remarried. And the girl he's marrying has got 4, and he has 4. So it's getting to be a real mob, go ahead.
Yeah, are you going to have them all over at the house for one great big Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, we'd like to, but they're scattered all over the country. And I know my one grandson is submarines and moved up to Groton, so he won't be here. And some of the others are out in Colorado and what have you, so I don't know. I know the one in Groton. I spent some time there myself. I could tell him where the good bars are. Go ahead.
Yeah, you and me both, actually. I think they were all in New London, weren't they?
Yeah, they sure were.
Oh, very fine. Well, good for you, and congratulations on all that. Yeah, yep. Well, anything happening up in Indiana besides the weather?
No, not really. It's doing pretty good, but I had hand surgery 2 weeks ago on the right hand, and that helped a lot. Now I'm getting it Monday on the left hand, and hopefully that'll help also. So it gets a little hard to work with that carpal tunnel trying to work on equipment.
It is. I would imagine it probably kind of crimps your CW style a little bit, too.
Yeah, it does. So, well, hope everything works out okay. It's darn the surgery I've ever had. It takes all about 15 minutes.
Well, if it would only take 15 minutes to recover from, that would be good, too. Well, gosh, well, let's hope for speedy recovery on that, and you'll be back there, you know, with a pair of tweezers working on those microscopic circuits in your on your computer.
Yeah, well, we'll hope to see what happens, but it's sort of lost my workbench for a while to my grandson. He's got it all piled up in his stuff, so I'll have to reclaim the workbench.
All righty, well, good luck with that, and when are you having the second surgery? Okay, well, by next week, you'll be able to wave at us again.
Well, I hope so. We'll see what happens.
All right, well, good luck with that. Good luck with the surgery, and we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you hopefully next week, K9LNX, W5 Charlie Golf. Another quick question. Are you planning any trips down south this winter?
That's a roger, and I don't know exactly when we're going to be leaving, but we're waiting for the guy to send us the contract right now.
Roger that. Are you going to have a place where you can take a radio this time?
Well, I don't know. The spot that I would put up the antenna, he sawed that tree down, so I don't know whether I'm going to be able to do it or not.
Oh, that's not good. Well, take your own tree. Geez. Well, good luck with that. I hope you can, because we like hearing from you. And who knows if this web service will ever get those forms fixed again, so that we can get those quick emails from folks out there that are listening online. But that's been so frustrating. I've spent hours, literally hours, on the phone with them, and every time I talk to somebody different, it's like they know a little less than the person I talked to before. It's just aggravating. Anyway, Gary, we'll keep at it. K9LNX, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you.
Okay, Richard, good enough. Yeah, I hope they get it going for you. I know whenever I have problems with my cell phone and call them, it's usually somebody who can hardly speak English. So we'll see you later. W5CGC from K9LNX.
Yeah, and that is the part of the problem. K9LNX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Look for you again next week. We're looking for additional Coast Guard veterans. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
Whiskey Mike Charlie. Is that November 3?
Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
Well, I had about a quarter, one in four chance of getting that right. Kilo 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, Dick. Bill here in East Tennessee, and I want to thank you for your dedication to this thing each Saturday, and we really appreciate that. Right now, we got about 80 degrees here, going up to 86, and about a 30% chance of thunderstorms today, which I wish actually would happen, because I'm getting tired of watching the grass turn brown, but you know, they call them weather guessers for a reason. Other than that, we're going to watch a little football and take it easy. And thanks again, and 73 to everybody. Back to you, Dick.
Yeah, Roger, Bill. Are you a Tennessee fan?
Semi, I guess. I'm more of an Alabama fan, I guess, because that's where I'm from. So I'll probably be watching that game tonight. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I watched that Tennessee game last week that was on, and was it Georgia came back and beat them right there at the end. That was heartbreaking for the Tennessee fans. Over.
Yes, it was, and I watched some of that game too, and was able to watch the last part of that game and watch that. I couldn't believe it, and it was heartbreaking for them, over.
Yeah, good football game, but not if you were rooting for the losing team. All right, Bill. Well, good to have you on board. Good luck with the Alabama game later today. We'll be watching some football too, and seeing what's on the tube around here. Not particularly a big fan of any of the teams here in Texas, although I do watch them. They're all playing today. So you know, it depends on who they're playing. I'll root for them if there's no reason for me to root for the other team, if you know what I mean. You have a good one. K3 Whiskey Mike Charlie Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie Big 73 Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus, Dick. Thanks again. K3 WMC.
And this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Once again, if you're listening online, the web forms are in kaput mode. You'll have to send us an email to info@whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf to be included on the check-in for this week. That's info@whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf. And we'd love to hear from you. If you could drop us a note, let us know how you're doing out there. We'd appreciate it. Looking for additional check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard. Kilo 1, November, Mike Foxtrot. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Hopefully I have the same as you. Seems to be a lot of noise on the tank today, but I can hear you okay. Just the back, and I have one of my granddaughters in a few hot days, and they're keeping it. They came off the bruises or something, and I was open. I caught it on, I don't know, some toxin from a, what do you call it, a woman's bruises there. What a mess. I guess the temperature's going to be around 70 or so. So pretty good day. Back to you, Dick.
Roger. Very good. Yeah, let's see. I talked to Whiskey 1 Oscar India Sierra up there. I think he's I know he's in your state somewhere. He's saying that he had a frost warning last night. Did you have that?
I don't know if we had the frost warning, but it was probably cold enough for it. I really didn't listen to the forecasters there, but things are getting cool in the morning now. Of course, the leaves are all changing and falling, and that time of year, Dick.
Roger. Well, they'll be probably going to be getting some pretty good-looking color coming up here pretty soon. So we'll wish you the best on that, Dennis. You have a good weekend up there, and thanks a lot for checking in with us. Kilo 1, November, Mike Foxtrot, Whiskey 5. Oh, by the way, slim pickings on that CW net. Fred was done 15 minutes after the net started this week. So slim pickings. Need a few more operators. So come on up and say howdy on Thursdays. Over.
Okay, yeah, I will.
All right, sir. 73 Semper Paratus, Kilo 1, November, Mike Foxtrot, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Dan, it's time for us to QSY to 14300. Cranking up the main part of the net at noon Eastern Time on 14300. We'll be back here on 14327 next week, next Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Pacific. Here on 14327 for next week's edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. We'll now QSY to 14300. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, standing by. Roger, Roger. Yeah, it's been pretty good. Signals have faded a little here and there, but much better than last week, I'm hoping. Over.
Roger that. Got you a solid S5 up here near Toledo, so you guys are going to have a good one.
Okay. Well, 73, sir. Good luck. This is the DWO. Intercontinental is closed, and Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie has the dial. Thanks, guys. We'll see you down the log. 73.
All right, sir. 73s. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Temperature outside is about 84 degrees, going up to about 94 today. Got some fairly clear skies with haze. Had a little bit of ozone in the air the last couple of days, so we've got that to contend with. Also, for those of you listening to us online out there, our web service has still got a problem with their web servers. So in order to contact us, you need to send us an email instead of the web form on our webpage. So the email address that you'll need to use to check in with us today is info, India November Foxtrot Oscar, info at W5CharlieGolfCharlie.org, info at W5CharlieGolfCharlie.org. If you'd like to check in from listening to us online or just like to send us a note, that's a way to get to us today. Info, I-N-F-O, at Whiskey5CharlieGolfCharlie.OscarRadioGolf. We are streaming on the Internet on the TuneIn, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, and Broadcastify apps. Also available for linking on our website, and they do work. Look forward to hearing from you. Right now, we're going to take some check-ins from any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
You are there.
Say again?
You are there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Not active, but your compression is a little high. Your splatter is just a little bit. If you don't mind, just checking on that for me. Thanks so much and good luck.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll take a look. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Taking a little bit of an adjustment here. Hopefully that'll help out. Looking for U.S. Coast Guard active duty. Any active duty U.S. Coast Guard? All right, hearing none, let's see if we can bring up our buddy Nick, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, AL7DD. Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Mr. Nick, how are things up in the Seattle area?
Hazy and bad there. We're getting into the moderate category, and the fires are all still burning, and no rain.
Roger that. No rain here either. We could certainly use some of that, and it's been a long spell. We've had a little spotty rain, but nothing serious, and my irrigation pump quit again, and that can my wallet is shivering in my back pocket thinking about it.
Well, you've had a lot of trouble with that thing.
Well, I've had three of them. Now, this is the third one, and I've had to replace them from the ground up all three times.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and they're all different brands, too. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed that it's nothing fatal this time, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, roger. And your signal looks pretty good on my band scope, but the guy that checked in without IDing himself, his signal was really, really chopped. I shouldn't say top, but it was really rough. He probably had a lot of mic being into it.
Roger. Well, I've took a look at it here, and everything looks pretty good, and I don't use any compression. So I guess that would be hard to turn it down if you don't have any.
Well, that's probably why you didn't understand when he said check in, because it was really sharp.
Yeah, Roger. Well, there are a number of contests going on today, and we know how that all works out. Yeah, anyway, all's well here. Looking forward to just another football weekend. No big plans. Family's coming over tomorrow, and they're going to cook dinner over here and watch Cowboys tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that's good. This afternoon, the Cougs and the Huskies take on the field together in Pullman, so we'll see how that goes.
They're playing each other again?
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Well, that based on what I've seen so far, that probably won't be much of a contest.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched either one of them, but 4:30, Apple Cup goes off.
All righty, sir. Well, it sounds like at least something to amuse and entertain for this afternoon. I'll stand by here, turn it over to you. We'll find out what happened this week in Coast Guard history.
Okay, W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4ID. And some sad news from our Army brothers over at Joint Base Lewis McChord. H-60 helicopter crashed just west of the base, and four service members were lost. So my condolences go to the Army fellows with the crash of their helicopter. And on the Coast Guard history, 1930, for the first time in history, the Coast Guard located a clandestine running radio stations by means of radio direction finding equipment developed for its prohibition enforcement efforts. And in 1939, President Franklin D. Roosevelt directed the enlistment of 2,000 new Coast Guardsmen and opened two new training centers. And in 1947, our Air Force brothers' birthday, as the Air Force was created as a separate military service on September 18th. And in 1965, Coast Guard cutter Point Glover, WPD 82307, of Coast Guard Squadron 1, made the first capture of an enemy junk in Vietnam. And in 1989, Hurricane Hugo hit Puerto Rico and eventually made landfall at Charleston, South Carolina. Coast Guard units conducted search and rescue operations as well as relief operations. And in 1989, Coast Guard units from New York rescued 51 survivors of U.S. Air Flight 5050 after it skidded off the runway at LaGuardia Airport and into the Rikers Island Channel. Two persons were killed. And in 2022, on September 26, 2022, Coast Guard Cutter Stratton, WMSL 752, and Coast Guard Cutter Kimball, WMSL 756, jointly patrolled the Russian-U.S. maritime boundary line in the Arctic Ocean, or in the Arctic Circle. Stratton and Kimball performed a series of tactical maneuvers following a standard NATO phraseology. The operation furthered U.S. national security strategy and projected U.S. sovereignty in the Arctic Circle area. Following the evolution, Kimball turned south to transit the Bering Strait and Stratton turned north towards the Chukchi Sea to continue on its patrol throughout the Arctic Ocean. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for that. Kind of a busy goings-on, it sounds like, again this week. And we heard about the Army helicopter crash here as well, and it was kind of odd for a couple of days. We didn't get much information, like that they even found the helicopter. And that wasn't just one national news site, that was a bunch of them. So it was kind of an odd reporting on that one, over.
Yeah, the Thurston County Sheriff was the one that came out with it, and they actually found it, and found that the aircraft was on fire and they couldn't get any closer, but it seemed like it took the Army guys a little while to get warmed up and head out there, and they didn't have any information, and it actually did start a wildfire there. So anyway, that was a little unfortunate.
Yeah, real unfortunate, and wonder what kind of secret mission they were on since there was no information.
Yeah, well, it was one of those dark helicopters, so it could be anything.
Could have been. All right. Well, we're very sad to hear about that. Well, thank you, sir. We'll chat with you again here briefly, and let's see if we can get some additional check-ins now for the Coast Guard Net. We're looking for Coast Guard veterans, looking for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Very good, sir. Stand by. Was there another underneath that?
Kilo 7, Delta.
Uniform, Tango Romeo.
Whiskey 2, Uniform, Tango Romeo. And I heard another.
November 0, Sierra Yankee Alpha.
November 0, Sierra Yankee Alpha. It was a Delta Mike in there?
All right.
All right. right, Delta Delta Mexico. All right, any other Coast Guard veterans?
Kilowatt Oscar 4, Unifor Hotel Echo.
Kilowatt Oscar 4 again?
Uniform Hotel X-ray.
Uniform Hotel X-ray, we have you. And I thought I heard another station.
KL7IQQ from Mississippi.
KL7IQQ, other Coast Guard veterans? All right, let me work this crew. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Roger, Dick. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Okay, much better this week, Dick, than last week. What a mess.
But, yeah, you're coming in here 5-9.
We had a good week here in Virginia on the Chesapeake Bay. Took the boat out a little bit. Get some boating in before we got to put it away for the winter. And, spent some time with some grandkids and just enjoyed the week. Over.
Roger that. Sounds good. Sounds like a nice chance to get out and do some boating. Weather good for you, I take it. Over.
Yeah, it's nice. It's low 80s and sunny. And it's we did have some rain a few days back, which we really needed. We had a good 2 to 3 inches of rain, but we hadn't had any, probably like you guys, for about 5 or 6 weeks. So it was good to get the rain. Unfortunately, we get it all at once. we can't seem to spread it out, but yeah, it's beautiful down here, beautiful time of year, and as they say, Dick, living the dream, over.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good, sir. Roy, good to have you on board, and sounds like a marvelous weekend of nice weather there. At least, unfortunately, no rain, but a nice weekend indeed. So you have a great one. We'll look for you next week. Kilo November 4, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, solid signal, S9 all the way through, 7-3 Semper Paratus.
Roger, Roger, Dick. 7-3. Have a great week, and Semper Paratus.
Whiskey 2, Uniform, Tango Romeo.
W5CGC, W2GTR, welcome to Dick. It's been a distance up off here, and Charlie, here to go to so much IT province.
Yeah, you know, I spend hours on the phone with people I can barely understand, and probably who can barely understand me, and I don't know if it's just, it's so frustrating. It has to be something that they did on their end, and they don't know what to do about it. That's the worst part. Anyway, let's talk about some more pleasant things. Did you enjoy your trip to down to San Antonio?
Well, Roger, I certainly did. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time to go to San Antonio I would have loved to make the trip over there, but the show's going well. Good reception with the people down there. Sandy's going back down again. I think one or two more trips there. She's also going to Marfa. There's a gallery there that's going to be showing her work, so she's going to make that trip. And then she's got a workshop. I don't know where it is, Missouri or Kentucky. I can't remember, but that's her lineup. Over.
Did you say she's going out to Marfa? That's really out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, Roger. It'll be her second trip out there. There's a gallery in Colorado who also has a branch in Marfa, and they're going to be showing her work down there. So she's going out there to, look around at the Giants.
Well, one thing about it, you know, there has to be things to do in Marfa. They have to invent things to do out there, because there's nothing to do unless they do that, if you know what I mean. Over. Have you ever been there?
No, I have not been there, but I do understand they get a lot of power outages and internet down. So, yeah, there's probably not a whole lot to do. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, very good, sir. You doing okay yourself?
Roger, hanging in, and just we're doing fine, period, and just busy, and working in the shop when I'm not working for her, working on some violins and bows and having the time of my life, Dick.
Roger, roger. Well, very artistic people to say the least, and appreciate very much all that you've done for us here. And be great if you got a chance to come back to Fort Worth one of these days.
Well, you betcha. If there's any opportunity for me to get down there, I'm coming down. And I just miss the live wildlife shows that you put on, over.
Roger. All right, sir. Well, you enjoy your weekend up there, and we'll look for you again next week. Whiskey 2, Uniform Tango Romeo. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Big 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Roger, Dick. And by the way, your signal was 2-5 copy. I'm surprised to hear you. Semper Paratus and 73 to you and everyone out there on the net. And I'll be 2 UTR clear.
All right, sir. 7-3 is November 0, Sierra Yankee Alpha. November 0, Sierra Yankee Alpha. Was there anything close to that on frequency? Did I mangle the call? All right. Delta Delta Mike.
Hey, good morning, Jake. K7 BPM. Hey, great to be on this morning. It's a beautiful day here in Fort Worth. It's about 65 degrees. Our parking up to 80. And we're going to take a trip down the river tomorrow, down the old Yellowstone. We got a couple of kayaks. My friend and I are going to take off and do a little kayaking. Beach sugar beet harvest has started. That'll take about a month or so. I used to participate, but not so much anymore. Used to drive a truck for them. Not a lot going on, actually, and we're getting things lined up to go south for the winter there.
Yeah, Roger. Well, speaking of going south for the winter, my son who lives in Las Vegas is heading up towards your, well, sort of your way. He's they're going, I don't know exactly where they're going. He just said they were going to go to Yellowstone. So I don't know what that means exactly, but they're going to do that at the end of the month. I told him to be sure, better take a coat. it's going to be probably a lot colder there than it is in Las Vegas, over.
I would imagine. Yeah, that's Yellowstone's kind of a special place when it comes to weather, too. You know, they might take some winter clothing there, too, because I don't remember the time you said they'd be there. It was within a couple weeks or so. Yeah, I've seen it snow in October there. And from October until about March, that same snow is still in the ground, so they may have some encounter there, but it's nice that they're going. I hope they have a good time with that, too.
Yeah. Well, I remember going there one time, and it was in the latter part of August, way back in the day, and I actually had all the kids with me, and we stayed in some kind of a rustic cabin at Yellowstone National Park, and all I remember is you could see through the walls. You could see daylight through the walls, and around, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I think we were all under one blanket. We like to froze to death.
Yeah, when you said rustic cabin, I thought that, I think it was about 1952 or so. Maybe even earlier. We were just little kids. My brother and I slept in the back window of the old Chevy. I do remember that. We stayed in a cabin there. And it's like you described. My dad always had an affection for that park because he worked in it during the WPCA days or whatever they called them, and helped build a lot of the roads there in the park. So we always, I think we visited it a couple times. And then my last job driving truck was in 2018. We hauled dirt from Cody, Wyoming to Lake Yellowstone. Brutal drive. Very windy, very slow. A lot of tourists in the way and the like. But it's definitely a place to see, and it's nice that they're going up there. Dick, go ahead.
Yeah, roger. Well, I enjoyed it, even though we about froze to death. Anyway, there, Mr. Dan. Well, you enjoy the rest of your weekend and your trip on your kayak or canoe or whatever your whatever mode of transportation there. And we'll look for you next week. We'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus.
7-3, Semper Paratus. Thank you, Victor.
Roger, Roger. Kilowatt Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Kilowatt Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. Did you knock your VFO a little bit, KO4UHX? I think that's a little too far off frequency. Once again, looking for Neil, Kilowatt Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray. What I'm hearing is a signal up the band a little bit, no joy. Nick, I'll let you work KL7IQQ here in a second. First of all, let me check to see if we have any additional Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilowatt India
6 Kilo Delta, go ahead. Roger, Jim, I'm going to turn my antenna up towards Utah. I trust you're still there, over.
Roger, Roger. Just got back home from a California trip yesterday, over.
You got a pretty nice signal down here in North Texas, and good to have you on board. So you took a trip back to the old homestead, huh?
Yeah, my mother passed away on the 1st. She was 94, ready to go, but we had to go back there and take care of some stuff for her.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about that. My condolences to you on the passing of your mom. Certainly, I'm sure a lot going on there. You still have a lot of family back there?
Yeah, I've got two sisters and some nephews in that area.
Yeah, you kind of like me. My family, all sisters, all live up in Kentucky, and every once in a while, I'll get back over there to see how things are going. You have any enjoyable things going on this weekend?
Going to dinner with friends tonight. So yeah, I'm gonna have something thought over.
Where are you going tonight?
Out to dinner. So actually, I'm going over to their house. I haven't seen him since the trip to California. He's a new ham. Got him. He's got his tech license, and he's working on his general. And we got him some radio equipment, some old stuff I had boxed up, and get him on the air pretty soon. Over.
Well, let's hope so. Once you get him on the air, we'll get him up here on the net. Be happy to check him in. And I've got a son that has got a tech license, and I keep pushing him, but man, he just won't crack that book to get upgraded to general. Over.
Roger, Roger. I resemble that. My son's in the same situation. He got his tech license, and hardly ever uses it. But he and his wife now have their own home, so I'm going to get him some radio equipment, at least get him on VHF and UHF, and then see if we can't spur some interest there to upgrade. And I told her a couple of years ago she has to get her tech license at least, so get him going, over.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need to do, is talk to his wife and see if I can't interest her into it. Lord knows there's enough ham gear around here. I inherited a bunch of stuff from my dad. And it's been moved up here from Kentucky, and it all works, but it doesn't get put to use very often. So maybe what we need to do is take some of it over to his house and set it up and just hint.
Yeah, there you go. That'll help. All right, sir, I'm going to let you carry on with the net, but I appreciate you being there again, and thanks for taking the check-in. 73, KI6KD.
All right, KI6KD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on, Jim, and again, my condolences to the passing of your mother. 7-3s, we'll look for you again next week. Any other Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard?
KL7IQQ.
Okay, KL7IQQ, I didn't think I was going to hear you, but I changed the antenna, so yeah, I got you. KL7IQQ, how you doing, Larry?
Hi, W5ZGC, KL7IQQ. Just reading the mail with
Roger, Roger. You want to try calling? I don't know whether Jim's still there or not. KI6KD, are you still there?
I'm still here, but I have a very weak copy on the other station there, over.
Yeah, Larry's up in Alaska, and he served San Francisco. I don't know if he served the same time you did, but he's in Airedale as well, over.
Oh, Roger, Roger. I think I heard him say 71 was when he got out, so I missed him by a few years, over.
Okay, missed him by 3 years. Okay. You copying any of that, Larry?
Yeah, I'm copying him 2-5. Jim, yeah, I was there 67 to 71. And plane captain on the 1350, all the B models, 1342, 1340, over.
Yeah, I copied that, but real weakly, and it was dropping out on me. I couldn't quite make it out. Something about which aircraft he was on. I was flew on the C-130s and A-216s. And I can't remember the numbers. I know a couple of them are down at Davis Monthan now, over.
Yeah, roger that. That was on 1360, 1340, and 7247
and so.
You definitely can't hear me, Richard.
Yeah, roger. Okay, well, give me those plane numbers again, Larry.
1350, 1342.
Okay, 1350, 1342, and that last one you got me on, 7-something.
7247, 816, Albatross.
7247, Albatross?
Yes, Al.
Okay, did you get all those, Jim?
Yes, I think so, between the two of you, I did. I think 1350 was still there. The Albatross 7246 sounds familiar. I don't remember what the numbers were on the other C-130s. I think we had three C-130s and two A-216s when I was there, over.
Yeah,
you said the same when he was there. All right, well, I'm glad you guys at least got to say hello sort of a little bit to each other. Very good, KI6KD and KL7IQQ. Larry, stay warm up there in Alaska. I hope it doesn't snow soon.
Yeah, hopefully it'll hold off another month. Last year we didn't even have a white Christmas, hardly any snow, but it's going to be different this time, over.
Roger, roger. Well, your signal's holding up, so that's a good thing. Maybe Mr. Nick will have a little bit of luck working up into Alaska today himself. So we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you and 7-3 Semper Paratus to Jim. KL7IQQ, KI6KD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Turning things over to Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
W5 Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Well, we'll turn the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. Our Alaskan members only, please.
And we already heard from Mr. Nexton in the 50, so we'll see if we got KL7IWC, KL0, Quebec Zulu, KL2, Pop the Mic, KL7 India Sierra, any of our Alaskan. Whoa, Juno's coming in big today. Last week I could barely hear you. KL0, Quebec Zulu, and KL7IWC. Glenn, you got a pretty good signal today. Go ahead, Glenn.
Piper, Parada, Glendon. We were quieting S9 down here today. So last week I could barely hear you, but today we got a good signal in the pipeline between Juneau and here. And about five more weeks before you head down to Arizona. Well, it's still pretty warm down there from what I understand there, Glenn. So 73s, we'll talk to you after a bit, maybe. KL7IWC, Larry in Juneau. Go ahead. Some rain down here because we got forest fires everywhere. The air is in moderate condition plus unhealthy sometimes with all this smoke from these fires, and we sure could use some of that rain. Smoke and particles and the air looks brown, like down in L.A. That would be nice. Olympic National Park. It's just inside the staircase there where they had a fire there about 3 years ago, but it's going back up in the Bear Gulch, so it's all on the Olympic National Park. And good weekend to you, and first day of fall is on Monday, so take care, Larry. How about KL7 India Sierra, Peter? There he is, KL7IS, how you doing? Yeah, Roger.
Roger, roger. Has your wife been called out for any of these fires?
Yeah, I just wondered. The Bears Old Fire, they're not too hot on it. The only place that it was affecting any buildings or structures was on the close end of the lake, and it's burning west-northwest, I guess, into the park, and there's no structure, so they're just going to let it burn. But we got some other ones east of us on the other side of the Cascades, the Sugarloaf fire and several others that are going on, and they're not contained yet either. They had a bunch of dry lightning a couple weeks ago now, and started a lot of fires over there. So anyway, anything else for us, Peter? Oh well, we can use it. I can tell you, it's really, really tough down here. Okay, well, take care and have a good trip up there, and stay warm up there, over. Better than last week, because it was barely hurt near anybody out of Alaska last week. I think he had to check in online. Anyway, 73, Semper Paratus. You have a good week. Okay, clear with KL7 India Sierra. How about KL2 Pop from Ice in Glacier View? KL2 Pop from Ice. Oh, he's probably outside and had it hard at it. So we'll bring the quad around over here to see if we can get a hold of Carlton. W86ANA, 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 Carlton, the quad is in your direction, over. You want to call Carlton, Dick?
I'll give it a try, and no email from him. Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii, WH6ANH. You there, Carl? WH6ANH from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. No joy.
Well, we'll have to try him after we get off the air here. So, all right, Richard, we'll turn the quad over toward Hawaii, and let's see if we can get a hold of Dirk.
NH7J,
NH7J,
AL7DD.
AL7DD, NH7J.
Well, I'm hearing you about an S5, you hear me?
Oh, yeah, you're S9, go ahead.
Okay. Well, good morning, aloha. Always well here, quiet week. Kind of up and down the ladder here. I had to pull the locator out of the tower, repair, fix the connector and other things, and get it working again. And that worked, and power's back up.
This morning, and I think that he had a frost warning up there today.
What kind of warning?
Frost. You know, like snow.
he had a frost warning from the weather service.
Okay, well, I'll have to call him and find out what that's all about. I never heard of anything like that, so.
Okay, well, I guess we live on different planets. Different things.
So, okay, well, I guess we look forward to the time change next time. It's still early in the morning here. 6:30 in the morning is when you call me up. So,
but we're up and ready to go, and we're hearing stations. We're hearing quite a few check in, but nobody much over F5. Nothing real strong.
So, okay, we'll hold it up, get on the payroll, and that's about it. AL7DB, NA7J.
Yeah, NA7J, AL7Delta Delta. Well, Frost, you know, the weather service puts it out when it's going to be down into the 30s up there. So I didn't hear how cold it was in New Hampshire, but the Frost was warning was put out by the weather service. So. Anyway, I don't think you'd have to worry about that unless you're on top of that mountain to check the snow in the wintertime there. So, all right, well, take care. Thanks for Pilatus and aloha.
Aloha. Take care, thank you.
Okay. W5CGC, AL7 Delta Delta, back to you.
All right, and aloha to Gus. And, they usually send out frost advisories for the first frost of the year. So in case there are any crops or our plants or anything that need to be put inside, you've got a warning to do that before the frost takes them out. So that means that they'll probably end up with some color in the trees up that way before too much longer as well. So this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and AL7DD up in the Great Northwest. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's look for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha, November Hotel.
Well, there he is, Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii. Hello, Carlton. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Did Nick call me? Because Nick was loud and clear, and I didn't hear him call me.
He called in, and so did I. So maybe you took a little snooze while we were talking or something. Over.
Well, I got a beautiful signal. I copied you back on 327, and I copied you at the top of the hour. So you were loud and clear, and so is Nick. But I didn't know. I don't know how I missed him. I guess I was eating breakfast. Over.
Could have happened. Could have happened. Who knows? How are you doing up there? Are you getting any cooler weather yet?
Oh, yes. It's getting down in the 40s at nighttime. It was 65 this morning, and it will get up to 75. But it definitely gets cooler, and there's snow on top of the mountains, over.
Gonna happen pretty soon. Well, we're still in the 90s down here in North Texas. Not any fall weather yet, but it is a little cooler in the mornings, but maybe 72 or 3, something like that. Well, we're glad you're doing all right. You got any plans for the week?
Roger, roger. Doing all right. I had surgery Thursday. It's a regular routine surgery. They run a balloon up from my elbow all the way up the top of my shoulder, unplug the blood vessel so the flow continues. But everything turned out okay, just a little bit longer than normal. They kept me to sleep longer, over.
Oh, that sounds complicated to me. Well, I'm glad that everything came out all right, and it turned out positive, over.
Roger, roger. Well, they put a few more threads in me this time. They had to drill a couple more holes, or whatever you call it. It's really amazing what they can do through a hole in your arm, over.
I don't want to find out, but I'm sure it is, over.
Yep, roger, roger. Well, thanks for being there. Continue on, and thanks for being there.
Okay, well, no more surgeries this week, right?
That is correct. Next week I got an eye appointment, but that's routine, over.
Well, let's keep it that way. Routine eye appointment. Whiskey Hotel 6, always near Hawaii. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, good to hear from you. You want to say anything back there, Mr. Nick?
Nope, just want to say good morning to you, Carlton, and good to hear you. Sound great.
Roger, roger, Nick.
Back to you, Rick.
All right, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional check-ins.
Alpha India 5.
Okay, Alpha India 5, Golf Charlie, and something ending in Papa?
No, sir, I just said a party crasher. Checked in several times before. Dennis in South Lake, retired Air Force. Just wanted to let you know this morning I was tooling around Facebook, and I happened upon the 100 Watts and a Wire group, and there was a gentleman in there that had a post that said he was retired Coast Guard, had been licensed years ago, let it lapse, and just recently got his general. So I sent him a private message and invited him to investigate your club and your net. Over.
Well, appreciate that, Dennis. Thank you very much for that. You happen to get a call sign on that one?
Negative, I did not, but I think I can go back and find it again. It was just shortly after I awoke, and if I do come across it, I probably can. Let's see, does your net have an email?
Yes, sir. India November Foxtrot Oscar. Info. That's really original. Info at Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie dot Oscar Radio Golf. Info at Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie dot ORG. Over.
Got that. Sort of, kind of. Pen ran out of ink. If you would be so inclined to send me an email at ai5dc@outlook.com, that would be great, and I can reply.
All right, we'll do that. Maybe we'll find that gentleman and get him signed up. Thank you very much for that. Have yourself a great day.
73, ai5dc.
Take care, Dennis. There's another Coast Guard veteran out there, I think ending in Papa. I'm not quite getting that one, Nick. Are you?
I heard something, but I don't know which direction it turned me into.
South, Orange County, South
California. Okay, I'm bringing the quad around to the south, to the station that's calling KL7DD.
Okay, W6BRP, now I can hear you. Go ahead. Okay, W6BRP, still working without an amplifier, and he's hoping to get something going here pretty quick, but copied you good with the quad in your direction. Anything else for us this morning?
No, sir. That's about it. I'll just hold the store here because of conditions and so forth. Thank you for the relay.
Oh, not a problem. If I would have known which direction to turn it first, I would have got you that first thing. Anyway, thanks for checking in with us this morning, and you have a good weekend. Semper Paratus. Okay, back over to you there, Richard.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard.
KI7LED.
KI7, a little quick for me. What's the last three letters?
Kilo India 7, Lima Echo Echo. Not a Coast Guard veteran, but a Navy veteran. And was that AL7DD I heard out there?
It is. He's in the Seattle area.
Yeah, I know Nick. I was living out in Washington when I got my ham license a few years back, and moved back here to Minnesota about 4 years ago. So it's been about 4 or 5 years since I talked to Nick.
Yeah, well, go ahead and give him a call.
Hey, Nick, can you hear me out there?
Oh, yeah, I can, Lee. How you been doing out there?
Not bad. I finally got antennas hanging up in the trees. I just put up a 160 dipole last week, my first 160 antenna.
Well, that's good. Good to hear you, and we sure miss you on the radio. Nobody's been on 6 meters since you left.
Yeah, I figured that would die. Nobody seemed to be interested in running it, just checking in. So, yeah, I've I kind of like to be out here, but my schedule doesn't permit me to get involved like I was out there.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, good to hear from you, and keep up the good work over there, over.
Yep, good chat with you, Nick. Take care, and I'll look for you again next time you guys have a minute. KI7LEE.
Okay, Lee, KI7LEE in Minnesota, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Back to you there, Richard.
All right, KI7LEE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Got you down in the logbook, Lee. Nice to have you on board. Stop by anytime. We're here every week at noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard. Sound like uniform Sierra Foxtrot. Try again.
Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray.
Oh, Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. What happened there a while ago? I called you.
Roger, roger. I could barely hear you, and everything is like, I don't know what was going on. I'm wondering whether the spiders on my wire antenna has any effect, Robert.
No, but I have them on mine too, and I make them jump up and down every now and then when I key the transmitter.
Roger, roger. Okay, I never really took note of that. Okay, maybe look out there. Thank you. I'm glad I did get through with you. Nothing new out here in Georgia. Just getting cooler every day, but not really cool enough. Over.
Roger, is the weather cooling off a little bit for you?
Yes, but it starts out nice in the morning. I get a little bit of walking in. I try to get in 3 to 4 miles a day in my disabled status, and it's challenging during the summer, so I'm getting up to about 2 miles, but I got to be off the trail by noon, over.
Roger, roger. Well, that sounds like a good plan. Definitely a good plan. It's still, a bit warm here. Once it gets to be around noontime, it's usually somewhere close to 90 degrees, and so we don't venture out too much unless it's in an air-conditioned car in the afternoons. Over.
Roger, roger. In fact, I did get the pleasure of putting a brand new air-conditioning system in my Jeep. It's 10 years old, so I have nothing to be in regret about, but it sure is nice just to get into that in this weather, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it very much is. All right, sir, well, I'm glad we got to chat with you. I kind of wondered what happened a while ago when I called, but, the band, that happens sometimes. Anyway, we'll see 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. You're officially in the logbook and officially chatted with. Over.
Roger, roger. I do appreciate that. It's funny that it comes back 40, 50 years. I don't know how long ago it was active duty, but it feels like I have a compulsion to log in. So thank you very much. 55 Charlie Golf Charlie, Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Semper Paratus, and 7-3.
7-3 Semper Paratus. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who serve U.S. Coast Guard.
November 3, Sierra India Papa.
November 3, Sierra India Papa. How are you doing?
Oh, okay, here, Dick. I got a nice spring day out. I worked the last 3 days. It was like back up in the 80s.
All right, Larry. Well, got you squeezed in underneath the under the bell here at the top of the hour. But good to have you on the air with us again today. Signal is Q5 copy all the way through. So thanks very much. November 3, Sierra India Papa, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3 Semper Paratus.
Okay, yeah, you're bouncing 30 to 40 over on my meter here too. So for a while when you're talking out to Utah, you're barely moving the meter at all. But
working.
All right, take care.
All right, sir. Take care. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Got just a couple of minutes left. Looking for Coast Guard veterans. Mr. Nick, you want to try it from up there?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do, Frank.
This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta 4 Net Control. Looking for those returns in the U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard, we do. Public Health Service doctors that serve with Coast Guard or Coast Guard auxiliary. Call now.
November 7,
DQ, DQ, DQ. This is
KR4,
DQ. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Victor Echo, calling DQ, DQ. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Victor Echo, listening.
You're right on top of a net, Kilo Romeo 4. Please QSY.
Thank you for your service in the Coast Guard auxiliary. And how's things down in Arizona?
Well, you know, the weather is turning a little bit. Instead of 118 like we had in the summertime, it's only 94 over.
Wow, that's a big mark. Yeah, Glenn is up in Juneau. He's going to head down to Mesa here in about 5 weeks, so he's going to be happy when it's not 118.
Well, I understand that. Visiting here in the summertime is not a cool thing, over.
Yeah, that's why you're heading back to Alaska. All right, then. Well, thank you for your service for many years with the Coast Guard auxiliary. We have a good week and thanks for the rocket.
Yeah, thank you. You take care. 73, Zen 7, ZQ.
Okay, N7 Zulu Tango, back over to you there, Richard. You can turn it over to Don, VA6, Fox Hotel.
I'll do that. You had somebody step on you calling CQ, and I thought I heard somebody underneath him trying to check into the net. Is there another check-in for the Coast Guard net?
Yeah, Delta Charlie Golf stepping in there, Richard.
K7DCG, I got him on the log.
Okay, Dennis, he already has you on the log.
All righty, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. One last quick call. Was there anybody else to check in for the Coast Guard net? I guess that would be it for today. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Here is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Do you have a copy?
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. I have a very, very nice copy. We are down at the Senior Center today, celebrating the 50th anniversary. So you're going to get a QSL card from me because of that. Over.
Ah, well, that's awfully sweet of you. Well, very good. Well, you're an S7 down here from the Senior Center. Is that a permanent operation there, or is it a temporary antenna?
No, it's permanent. It's been here for, I don't know, 50 years. It's a club we meet here every week. It's also a museum location. We have radios going back. I think the oldest one I saw was 32, but I think there's some that are even older than that. All the way up to the current radios over.
Roger, roger. Well, sounds great. Well, enjoy your day there, and hope you make a lot of contacts during the hour. Conditions actually have not been too bad today, so all the best to you. We'll see you next week. Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Have fun from W5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6, Foxtrot Hotel. Thanks a lot, Dick. Get the puppy dog a pet the head and a biscuit for me, and we'll see you next week, over.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.